In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So there's one book that will help understand a little bit of what's happening. It's by Charles Murr. It's Murder in the 33rd Degree. It's a really, I never promote books, but this will help you understand what's going on. And you should read it, because it's going to get really tough. It's going to get really, really tough. So volume 30, 6/17, 1932. How beautiful it is to see this creature, Louisa, exposed to all, exposed. Espoused to all. So here, this newborn Louisa is one with all of us, espoused to all of humanity. See, Adam was supposed to give this gift to humanity, and Adam failed. So Jesus and Mary come to earth to redeem us, to get us ready for this sanctification that's coming. How beautiful it is to see Louisa. When we begin to see with the eyes of faith, Louisa, she is dear. She's the favorite. She's beloved by all. See, everyone will become Catholic because of what God is doing today. And what God is doing today is he's getting us ready for this new and divine way of holiness. And with right, everyone wants Louisa. They yearn to enjoy Louisa. And to keep Louisa together with them. That's why if you don't have a picture of Louisa, go to the internet, find a beautiful picture of Louisa Picaretta, print it up, make a copy of it. It doesn't have to be color. It can be black and white. Put it in your house. Okay. I was going to send this to Peter. I don't know how many times. I do have a picture of Louisa smiling. I don't know if you can see it, but it's Louisa smiling. This is big, but you can cut it down to size and, have a picture of Louisa. You're going to fall in love with her. The more you know about Louisa, the happier you're going to be. So, find a picture of Louisa that you like and put it next to Jesus and Mary. That's why we have Jesus, Mary, and Louisa all together. The Old Testament had Jesus, Elijah and Moses and Elijah. And that was to help us understand, that Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament, the prophets and the law. In the New Testament, we've had Jesus, Mary and Joseph, the Holy Family. And in the new era that's coming, I hear thunder. In the new era that's coming, it's going to be Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. That's what you're going to discover. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? So it says, everyone who wants her, yearns for her, enjoys her, and keeps her together with them, and she loves everyone. She gives to everyone the right over her and gives herself to everyone. It is the new and extensive family of her creator that she, Louisa, has acquired. This new family. This is the little children of the Holy Divine Will. Jesus says four things. He says, there will be a great chastisement where the large majority of humanity will be gone. Number two, my mother is marking all of my little children and no harm can come to them. He says, number three, those children marked by my mother, this chastisement will have little or no effect. And number four, this is important, the survivors of this great chastisement will be living in the divine will. So as we're learning how to do this, we're going to be able to get through what's coming. There's no question of that at all. So if it could be seen from earth, they would see that God carries Louisa in his arms. The sovereign queen nourishes Louisa with the choice food of the divine volition. The angels and the saints form their cortege around Louisa. The heavens extend over Louisa to cover her and protect her. And woe to those who touch her. That's the thing that's so much fun. Jesus says to Louisa, let them try to harm you. Let them try to, Louisa. They will face the fires of heaven. Now, we know about the fires of hell. The fires of heaven is the love of heaven. And the love of heaven, again, if it's not with divine mercy, it becomes divine justice. That's the love of heaven. The sun fixes on Louisa with its light and kisses Louisa with its heat. The wind caresses Louisa. There is not one thing created by us, Triune God, which does not offer itself to perform its office around Louisa. My divine will moves everything around Louisa so that everyone and everything may serve Louisa and love Louisa. Therefore, the soul who lives in my divine will gives everyone something to do. So Louisa gives everyone something to do. And all feel the happiness of being able to extend their field of action inside and outside of the fortunate creature, Louisa. See, it's this new and divine way of holiness is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, found in a human. She's the one that God said, I waited 6,000 years. He waited 4,000 years for Our Lady so he could redeem mankind. And then the last 2,000 years, he says, was a time of rest, where he rested in the fact that humanity now has been redeemed. And he says, now, 2,000 years later, as we enter the 7,000th year, he says, this is the third millennium. What happens at that point is, he says, now a day is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years is like a day. Now we're in the time of rest. This eighth day of creation is coming. This new and divine way of holiness is coming. This second Pentecost is close. I mean, that's why God is saying to us, I'm going to have you prepared as much as you want or as little as you want. You know, all these people that are prepping, well, that's good. But who's prepping for the kingdom? Who's getting ready for the kingdom? Like I said, sacraments and sacramentals. Pray the rosary every day. This time is so important that God, through John Paul II, gave us 5 more mysteries. And these 5 more mysteries, like the third mystery, is the proclamation of the kingdom. You know, this proclamation of the kingdom, when you pray that mystery, the third luminous mystery, you should be saying, let me your kingdom come. You know, let the divine will reign on earth. We need more prayer now than ever. And in God's wisdom, through John Paul II, Pope St. John Paul II, we now have this time of prayer. It's wonderful. It's really, really glorious. Oh, if all creatures could comprehend what it means to live in my divine will, oh, how everyone, past, present, and future, would aspire and complete to make it their celestial dwelling. Heaven is coming to earth. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. He says, this is how you have to live. If you want the divine will, you have to begin to live it. So again, sports, television, movies, you know, anything else, focus on the divine will. Get ready for what's coming. It's going to be glorious. Volume 31, 10, 9, 19, 1932. Now, the one who goes around in the divine will, as she finds our works, this is Louisa, that were as though a preparation then to create man, rings a bell. Ring a bell. That's a sign of Louisa. If you look at the Our Lady of the Greca, in Corrado, Italy, where Louisa was baptized, where Louisa is now, her body remains in the front of the church, her body's in front. What you see on the floor is the crown of Mary, the globe of Jesus holding the globe, the bell of Louisa, and right in the middle is the cross of the Pope, the papal cross, saying very clearly, Jesus and Mary are, you know, there's the new Adam and the new Eve, Jesus and Mary. And the new era to come, Louisa, Jesus says, I will ring you continuously. I will ring you continuously until all humanity comes into the kingdom. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? Another title that God gives to Louisa. Volume 31, 10:9, 1932. Now the one goes around our holy divine will. She finds the works as though we're in preparation to create man, rings the bell to call all creatures to recognize this love of God towards humanity. And the sweet sound calls our attention, reawakens our love, and make our ecstasy of love arise again towards God. She's waking us up. The bells would ring. A consecrated bell is exercise bell. We'd ring at the beginning of Mass. It'd ring at the Sanctus. It'd ring at the consecration. Why? To drive the evil one away. That's what Luisa does. As you ring the bell, the evil one flees. It calls attention to us to reawaken our love for God, make our ecstasy of love again arise towards God. The evil one flees. He can't stand it. He thought he stopped it. Volume 32, 6, 1933. My blessed daughter, as you offered our act in creating man. Okay, so Jesus says, I want you to experience this love of God creating Adam. I want you to experience this, Luisa. I want you to know what he went through. As you offered our acts in creating Adam, and those of innocent Adam to impetrate the kingdom of my divine will, you, Luisa, have repeated for us the joys that we, Triune God, felt in creating Adam. And you, Luisa, have formed new bonds of union between the divine will and the human will. It was our very acts that formed the place in which to create Adam and administer to Adam the life in order to animate him. In the same way, our own acts shall form the way to make Adam, to make mankind re-enter into our divine will. So he says, what I did in the beginning, I'm going to do now in you, Luisa. Therefore, it is an offering of our acts armed with divine power to make us decide to give back to the creature that is asking of us. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The prayer of the Our Father that Jesus taught his apostles. It is the offering of our acts armed with the power that makes us decide to give what the creature is asking of us, your kingdom, your will. More so since they are bearers of joys. See, the children of the divine will are happy. They're bearers of joys to us, but so much as to put us in feast, in celebration. What is this celebration? It's the wedding feast. God wants us to get ready for this. It's coming. Volume 33, 7, 20, 1934. See then, everyone and everything takes origin and is born together with my divine will as innocent, holy, and worthy of the triune God who created them, of the one God who created them. See then, everyone and everything takes origin, is born together with my divine will. Is born again. But who preserves this innocence and sanctity? It's the one who remains always at her place in my divine will. She alone is the triumpher in the space of the universe, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. She carries the flag. Got to have a little flag somewhere. That reunites the whole army of creation to bring to God with a speaking voice and with full knowledge, the glory, the honor, the tribute of everyone and everything back to God. To honor God, to glorify God, to worship God, to praise God, to love God. That's our job. How do we do this? By living in the divine will. Again, as we begin this, it's just the beginning, remember. It's just the beginning. Volume 33, 526, 35. So my daughter, you are present and run in all our works. Our will brings you everywhere and we remain confirmed in you. An exchange of acts and of life takes place. So an exchange of life and acts takes place. The creature in the creator in the creature, as she becomes the repeater of the divine acts. That's the likeness, to repeat what God has done. This is why Jesus says, I want to make my children my divine masterpiece. This has never been seen before. The saints did the will of God, but to live in the will of God, he says, it's never been done before. Then he says this, greater grace I could not give, nor the creature receive. This confirmation in our divine works reproduces all our goods in the soul. Our sanctity, our goodness, our love, our attributes are transmitted into this soul. And we Triune God, are captivated, contemplating her. This is why Jesus says, I want to go into ecstasy looking at my children. I want to make my children my divine masterpiece. Image and likeness. We Triune God, captivated and contemplating Louisa. In our emphasis of love, we say, beautiful, holy, perfect is our being. In our immensity, our light, our power, wisdom, our power, our love, our goodness, it, with no end, found in Louisa. That's going to be us. We're going to be perfected. Jesus says, you must be perfected as my heavenly Father is perfect. How do we do this? He says, through this great gift of the divine will, watch what I am going to do. Watch what I am going to show you with Louisa. The whole world is going to be Catholic. Every person is going to say, what do I need to begin to live this life? And the answer will be, you've got to be baptized first. This gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies is what God wants for us. This new and divine way of holiness God wants for us. Volume 33, 531, 1935. My divine will shall be the double seal, the transmission into creatures of its kingdom and that of my holy humanity possessed. So everything that doesn't reflect the holy humanity of Jesus is going to be gone in us. A double seal, the transmission of the creature of its kingdom and my holy humanity possessed. Not just doing the will of God, but living in the will of God. So shall our life be placed in safety and with its rights in humanity. With time, you shall see what my power knows how to do. We're going to see this. See, the miracles with Louisa, when the miracles of Louisa begin, it's a whole new beginning that's coming for all of humanity. The miracles of Louisa, see, you need one miracle for it to become a beatified. You need another miracle to be canonized. The miracles that are come through Louisa, it's going to be like a waterfall. Go to Louisa. Anything you need, go to Louisa. Why? She possesses the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Not because of her, because of what God has given to her. He says this very clearly. With time, you shall see what my divine power knows how to do and can do, how it can conquer everything and knock down the most obstinate rebels. We want to be in the divine will for our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners. I mean, the rebellion is going to stop. God's going to do this. Who can ever resist my power? Such that with one single breath, I, God, knock down, I, God, destroy, I, God, redo everything as I best please. Therefore, you pray and let your cry be continuous. What's our cry? With your flag, may your kingdom come. May your fiat come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Everything's going to change. Everything's going to change. Volume 34, 531, 1936, my little daughter of my volition. My love wants to pour itself out. It feels the need to make known to Louisa, the one who wants to live in my divine will, that which I did and I do. In order to make the divine will return to reign and dominate in the midst of creatures, you must know this, that my entire life was no other than a continuous calling of my divine will into their midst. Pray the way Jesus prayed, the way Mary prayed, is what? Constantly calling the creature into the supreme fiat, calling my divine will back on earth as it is in heaven. In fact, as I was conceived, so did this symbolize the calling and the return of the divine will. To make it be conceived in humanity, who had so outrageously cast it out of their souls. And it also called them to be conceived in it, the being born again. As I was born, so did I call my volition to be reborn in all human works. It doesn't just happen once. It's continuous. In all my baby tears, my wailing, my prayers, my sighs, I called with my tears and sighs my divine will into the tears, into the pains, into the sighs of humanity. Jesus has gone through it all so that they might do nothing in which they would not feel the divine strength, the divine empire of my divine will reigning in them, that moved to pity by my tears and by their tears would give them the grace of the return of the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. A new and divine way of holiness is here. It's here. If you want it. And the more that you want it, the more that you read this, that really the happier you become. Also, my exile symbolized how creatures had exiled themselves from my divine will. And I wanted to be exiled in order to call back my divine will into the midst of the poor exiled ones, in order to call them back and convert the exile back to the fatherland, in which they would no longer be tyrannized by the enemies, by strangers, by vile passions, but they would live with the fullness of the goods of my divine will. And my return to Nazareth, how well it symbolizes my divine will. I lived in it hidden, and its reigning was in full vigor within the Holy Family. And that's what we want. We want, Father Bucci said, to live in the divine will, you have to be little, insignificant, and hidden. Hiddenness is great. To be hidden is the best thing in the world. It's to be Jesus, like Jesus in the tabernacle. He's hidden, and he's waiting for his kingdom to come. I was the Word, the divine will in person, veiled by my holy humanity. And that same divine will that reigned in me diffused to everyone, past, present, and future, embraced all people, past, present, and future. It was the motion in the life of each soul, past, present, and future. The whole world was changed by the birth of Jesus, past, present, and future. The patience of my divine will gives of the incredible. But do you know the reason for this patience, so invincible and constant? Because it knows that the kingdom shall come. Its life palpitating in the midst of humanity shall be recognized. And in the view of the great glory, it shall be received in being known as life of each life. We're alive because of the divine will. And while it is life, it shall receive each life in order to reign in every human being, past, present, and future. The face of the earth is going to be transformed, transmuted, Jesus said, inside and out. It shall no longer remain hidden, but shall be unveiled and recognized. So he says, as my life was hidden for 30 years, he spent 3 years proclaiming it, and the world changed. Luisa's life was hidden, mostly all of her life. Now she's being revealed. Everything's going to change. He says, I finally found the newborn who now I can give this gift, my life and my mother's life, to all of humanity through this little one. Jesus wants us to understand this. From Nazareth, I went to the desert where there was an extreme solitude. My holy humanity kept retracing step by step all the sorrows that my divine will had suffered in order to repair and call it back again to reign in the midst of creatures. I can say that each of my heartbeats, each of my breaths, each of my words, each of my steps, each of my pains was the continuous calling of my divine will to make itself known by the creatures in order to reign on earth as it is in heaven. But it also called humanity into them, my divine will, to let them know the great good, the sanctity, the happiness of living in the fiat. And that's what's happening to the souls right now. As we begin to live in the divine will, this happiness is with us. This joy is with us. This confidence in God is with us. And every time you read, every time you listen to Jesus speak to Louisa, and in reading it, your whole life, it becomes happy. Oh, how my public life symbolized the triumph of the kingdom of my fiat in the midst of creatures, and that I shall make known by means of surprising truths. In order to obtain the intent, I performed miracles and prodigies with the power of my divine will. I shall call back to life those who are dead to grace. Remember what the young man, the only son of a widowed mother, was being carried out. Jesus was touched. And what does he say? He says, I went and he touched the litter and it stopped and the boy came back to life. And Jesus said to Louisa, this is what I'm going to do with humanity. I'm going to bring them back to divine life. Right now, like I said earlier, we're living dead compared to the abundant life that Adam had. We have been redeemed, yes. Our Lady was with Jesus, the new Adam and the new Eve on Calvary, redeeming humanity. Our Lady co-redeemed, she was with him. And now Jesus says, now the divine will is going to reign. He says, with the power of my divine will, I shall call back this divine life to those that are dead to grace. I, God, shall repeat the miracle of the resurrection of Lazarus, such that even though they have become putrid in their evil, rendering them stinking cadavers like Lazarus, my fiat shall call them back to life. It shall make the stench of sin cease. It shall make them rise again to good, to God. In sum, I, God, shall use all of my divine industries to have my divine volition dominate in the midst of the peoples. We haven't seen anything yet. See then how each word that I spoke to you, Louisa, each miracle that I performed 2,000 years ago, called back my divine will to reign in their midst, called the people to live in it. And from the public life, I passed on to my passion, symbol of the passion of my divine will. In each pain, I called my fiat to exchange the kiss of peace with the creatures in order to render them happy again. And I called them back into the divine will to make the sorrowful passion of my divine will cease. Finally, my death and matured the resurrection, and that called all humanity to rise again in my divine fiat. And oh, how vividly does my resurrection symbolize the kingdom of my divine will. So Jesus said to Louisa, I rose from the dead so that humanity would rise from the dead now, not after you die. I want you alive now, Jesus. I want you filled with this divine love. My humanity, wounded, deformed, unrecognized, rose again, whole and enchanting beauty, glorious and triumphant. It prepared the triumph, the glory for my divine will, calling all into it, impetrating that all might rise again in my volition. From dead to alive, from ugly to beautiful, from unhappy to happy. My risen humanity ensured the kingdom of my divine will upon the earth. That was my only act, full of triumph, full of victory, and this befitted me because I did not want to depart for heaven without first providing all the aids to humanity for them to re-enter into the kingdom of my divine will, as well as the glory, the honor, the triumph back into my supreme fiat to let the divine will dominate and reign. Again, this is so close. This act that's happening is so close. God wants us to get ready. Therefore, unite yourself with me, Jesus says. And okay, let there be no act you do or pain that you suffer that does not call my divine will to take its royal dominating place and conquer all as the winner to make itself known, loved, and wanted by all of humanity. There will be one church, one flock, one shepherd, Jesus says. This is what's planned. And he's asking us, would you be willing to say yes to this? Would you be willing to do this? And when we say yes, God goes, good. Watch what I'm going to do. Volume 34, 8-2, 1937. Ah, my daughter, as long as man does not return back to his origin and does not re-enter into my divine will, My creative work shall be broken and dislocated work. Poor man, without the first vowels of my divine will, as much as I may give him light and talk to him, he shall not understand me. See, this is, we haven't learned the language of heaven, Jesus says, because he lacks his origin. He lacks the first vowels to be able to read my lessons on my fiat. Therefore, without bias, without foundation, without teacher, without defense, his insanity is such that he does not even know his poor state. And therefore, he does not implore to re-enter back into my divine will in order to learn the first vowels, which he was created by God. To be able to continue learning the true celestial science, and in this way, form all his fortune, both on earth and in heaven. So what's Jesus saying? We haven't learned yet. We have, think about it. Jesus came to earth. We have the gospels. And what happens? 1 billion people are Catholic out of close to 8 billion. And mostly 1 billion are in name only Catholic. What Jesus is looking for is he's looking for 100%, not 1 billion out of 8 billion. He's looking for 100% everyone to turn back to him. So he's going to work a miracle. And he's begun in little Louisa, this newborn, this nothing. He says, Louisa, you're nothing but a blade of grass. But what I've breathed into you, Louisa, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, this new and divine way of holiness, he says, all of humanity is going to receive this. Great things are right around the corner. Amazing things are right around the corner. And he really needs us to cooperate, because it really is a new beginning for everyone and for everything. This is why I, God, keep whispering to the ear of his heart, my son, come back into my divine will. When you read the book of heaven, that's what Jesus is saying to each one of us. My child, come back to the divine will. Come back into your origin. If you want to resemble me, if you want me to recognize you as my child, come back to me, Jesus says. I'll show you how and why this is going to happen. I want you to be perfected as your heavenly Father is perfect. Oh, how painful it is to have children that are not like me, disennobled, poor, degraded, unhappy. And why all this? Because they rejected the great inheritance of their celestial Father and have forced me, Jesus, to cry over their lot. My daughter, pray that everyone, past, present, and future, may recognize my divine will, and you recognize it and appreciate it. That's what he's saying to us. I want you to recognize this, and I want you to appreciate this. He says, no one says thank you to me. No one does. Just think about it. When you go out into the sun, did you ever say, thank you for the sun? When it's raining, thank you for the raining. When it's snowing, thank you for the snowing. What do? Is, oh, it's too cold. It's too hot. It's too windy. We're always complaining. Jesus says, in the divine will, we will begin to thank him, praise him, love him, glorify him as Adam did in the garden. Recognize it, appreciate it, love it more than your own life, and don't let it escape you even for one instant. See, why are the people happy in the divine will? They're adoring God and loving God and praising God and thanking God and glorifying God and worshiping God. It's happiness. That's heaven. Jesus is teaching us how to pray the way the saints pray in heaven. He says, I want no difference between heaven and earth. The only difference was on earth, there's bodies and souls. In heaven, there's souls with no bodies. I ain't got no body. It's why, you know, it's a glorious time to be alive. Volume 35, 8/9/1937. Indeed, with my celestial mother, because Our Lady lived and possessed the life of my divine fiat, we love each other with one single love. We, Jesus and Mary, love souls with a twin love. And our love for Our Lady is so great that just as we have our hierarchy of angels in heaven, as well as the diversity of orders of the saints, since the celestial empress is the heiress of the great inheritance of our will, when this kingdom is formed on earth, the great lady, the Blessed Mother, shall call her own children to possess her inheritance. That's what the church says on Assumption. Where Our Lady has gone, we hope to follow. And we, Triune God, shall give her the great glory of having her form the new hierarchy that shall be similar to the nine choirs of angels. So Our Lady shall have the choir of seraphim and of cherubim and so forth, as well as the new order of the saints who have lived within her inheritance. We ain't seen nothing yet. This is going to be great. After she has formed them on earth, she shall take them to heaven, surrounding herself with a new hierarchy, generated anew with a divine fiat, with her same love having lived in her inheritance. Us. This shall be the fulfillment of the work of creation, our consummation est, because we, Triune God, have had the kingdom of our will in the creatures by virtue of the Blessed Mother, the celestial heiress, who wanted to give her life for each and every one of us in order to let the divine will reign. Oh, how glorious, how happy we shall be, because the sovereign queen shall have her own hierarchy, just as we, Triune God, do, even more, since our own hierarchy shall be hers too. She shall be ours, hers shall be ours, because all that is done in our most holy divine will is inseparable from God. Ah, that's going to be glorious. 535, 11, 12, 1937. Luisa, my daughter, how beautiful you are. Again, we have to begin to see the beauty of Luisa. We have to have eyes to see not an old woman in bed, but this beautiful little daughter. Yes, if you don't see Luisa as the beautiful one, ask Jesus to help you see what he sees. You are the bearer of infinite joys for us, Triune God. You are a soul who lives in our divine will for all of us. Is all for us. She keeps us constantly busy. She loves us always, but with our own divine love, not a human love. And each time she does her acts in our fiat, we, Triune God, renew the works of creation. And in order to amuse ourselves, loves Luisa and makes Luisa love us. And we use every act that Luisa does as material to renew our various created works. Even more, our love is not satisfied. It wants to add yet more. It creates new prodigies of graces to the point of creating our very life in their beloved creature, Luisa. Everything that Jesus said about her, he wants to echo in us. He wants this for us. He wants us to get out of the way so he can create in us what he has done with Luisa. Even he wants us to possess everything that he is. He doesn't want us to become gods, but he, for all eternity, we're going to learn about God and just be in that awe of God for all eternity. Now, my daughter, since Adam did not live in our divine will, his three powers, the intellect, memory, and will, had become obscured and our adorable image deformed in Adam in such a way that Adam lost the first heartbeat of God's love within his heartbeat and the divine breath within his human breath. Now, what does it take to restore mankind? It shall return again to breathe upon mankind with stronger and increasing love. This breath of God, this rule of God, the Spirit of God is going to breathe on humanity again. This is the second Pentecost. To breathe upon humanity again with stronger and increasing love, we, Triune God, shall breathe in the depth of human souls who want this. We shall blow our breath more strongly into the center of his rebellious human will. But so strongly as to shake. Here's the shaking again. This, when an earthquake comes, I mean, scripture talks about this, but it's more of a spiritual earthquake that's going to happen. So strongly as to shake the evils by which he is trapped. Jesus has redeemed us, and now he wants to sanctify us. His passion shall be knocked down and terrified before the power of our breath They shall feel themselves burning by our divine fire. This fire that's coming upon earth is symbolized by the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, through the newborn Louisa. This new and divine way of holiness is very, very close. They shall feel themselves burning, this love consuming them by our divine fire. And the human will shall feel the palpitating life of God, of its creator. And it shall conceal him like a veil. So that man, this is what's coming. Listen, what's coming. So that mankind shall return to be the bearer of his creator. God's going to do this. Oh, how happy mankind shall feel with our breath, this Ruah of God, this breath of God. We shall restore mankind, heal mankind. This is divine healing. It's not physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional healing. It's divine healing. That's what Jesus says. I want to breathe this on all of humanity. That's what's coming. The evil one has to go. The power of our breath shall not leave mankind. Only when we see mankind coming back to our paternal arms, beautiful. This is the divine masterpiece. As we want mankind to be, this divine masterpiece, God is going to do. And he's basically saying to us, do you want this? Get out of my way. I'm going to do this. Then we shall stop breathing in him. Wow. Then we shall feel that our child has recognized our paternal goodness and how much we love mankind. See then what it takes to make our will come to reign upon earth. It's the power of our omnipotent breath. How's this going to happen? God's going to breathe on humanity. God's going to do this. And it's close. The 3 days of darkness, we hear all this stuff. Sorry about this. We hear all this stuff. But what's really interesting is the 3 days of darkness, the illumination of conscience, the warning, the miracle. All of this is because of God's love that's coming. Oh, what are we going to do with the 3 days? And it doesn't, what matters is, are you in love with Jesus? Are you in love with Mary? Are you in love with the Heavenly Father? It's a new beginning that's happening for humanity. And Jesus is saying to us, get out of my way. I mean, he says this to Luis often. Basta, stop. Let me do this. And all he's looking for is a fiat. He looked for Our Lady. Our Lady said, fiat mihi, and God did 100% of the work. He showed Luisa the fiat voluntas tua. When we learn to say fiat, watch what God is going to do. So what does he say? With this omnipotent breath, we shall renew our fiat in mankind. All the truths that I have manifested to you, Luisa, the great prodigies of living in my divine will, shall be the most beautiful, the greatest properties that I, God, shall give to mankind as my gift. That's what's coming. And he says this, this is the fun part. This too is a sure sign that the kingdom shall come upon earth, because if I, God, speak it, first I do the deeds and then I speak. My word is the confirmation of the gift, the confirmation of the prodigies that I, God, want to do. Therefore, why would I expose my divine properties and make them known if its kingdom were not bound to come upon earth? This great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Jesus promises us it's going to happen. And he says very clearly to us, stop. enter into this gift. Stop what you're doing out there. Like Sunday, make Sunday a holy day. It's not a day of sports. Say to your family, we're going to be praying today. They won't come over to your house. The main thing is you want to enter into this Catholic life, this universal life. As we begin to live this universal life, again, God is going to bring about a new and divine way of holiness. It's very, very close. It's very, very close. And all God asks is give your fiat and watch what I will do. So we'll be back in about 15 minutes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.